Can't go skiing till I finish this trip roster. If only I could copy Joe's entry down to Sue's. Oh, I guess I better just retype it.
You don't have to retype.
Hmm?
You can copy the cells from Joe's row down to Sue's. I'll show you how. Just highlight the cells you want to copy and choose Copy from the Edit menu. Works copies the information to the clipboard. Now move to the new row where you want to repeat the information and choose Paste from the Edit menu. You can use Copy and Paste to repeat any entries on your spreadsheet.
Can I use the Copy and Paste commands here? To copy Ted's row into Charlie and Jamie's?
You could, but I'll show you a way that's even faster. A way to copy entries from one row to the rows below it. Start by highlighting the cells you want to copy, along with the empty cells you're copying into, and choose Fill Down from the Edit menu. Works fills in the information from the top row down into the other highlighted rows.
Hey, I didn't realize there were all these different ways to copy. Can I copy a column to the right?
Sure. You can fill in cells to the right with the Fill Right command. It's very similar to Fill Down.
Okay, one last thing. I need to copy numbers from my spreadsheet into a letter. That's going to be tough, right?
No problem. You can use copy and paste to move information between documents. And I'd suggest using keyboard shortcuts.
The what?
Keyboard shortcuts. First, highlight the cells. To copy the information to the clipboard, hold down the Control key and press the C key. Move the insertion point to the word processor. To paste in the information from the spreadsheet, hold down the Control key and press the V key.
Unbelievable!
Hey, it works. Remember, to copy a group of cells, or to copy cells into other tools, use copy and paste. And to copy into neighboring cells, use fill down or fill right. There's more to learn about copying entries in this topic. You'll learn how to copy values instead of formulas, and how to automatically add or subtract values as you copy them.